Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're talking about the Winter Tigers on the loose in San Antonio. Now, before you get too excited, this did just happen a couple weeks ago, so we may hear more details about the case in the future. So on Monday, February 15th, Texas was literally plunged into darkness thanks to a winter storm and poor planning. With no electricity, some areas with no water, and a whole lot of freezing cold Texans, those lucky enough to have a place to go huddled in their houses and tried to keep warm. I was one of those. But there was another victim of the cold, the animals. Bexar County, the home of San Antonio, has laws in place that make it a criminal offense to not bring inside your animals, and when you're not providing adequate shelter for them during hot days or cold weather, that's also a finable offense. But what do you do when you're housing a tiger? In other areas of Texas, provided they have adequate shelter, room to roam, and permits for exotic animals, some folks can and do have tigers. But in San Antonio and Bexar County, exotic animals like tigers are not allowed. We have actually a whole list of things that are not allowed. That's what made a phone call about a caged tiger stuck in the winter storm so weird. The Bexar County Sheriff's Department went out to investigate on the south side of San Antonio, and lo and behold, there was a caged tiger pacing back and forth trying to keep warm. The tiger was later nicknamed Elsa after the popular Disney character from Frozen. Obviously, winter temperatures are not a good fit for tigers, so thankfully her story has a very happy ending and she has no lasting injuries. Elsa had a brief stay in San Antonio at the Southern Wildlife Rehab Center, which is amazing, and she is now at her forever home at the Cleveland Amory Black Beauty Ranch in North Texas. So good all around. The weird thing is, this isn't the only tiger story that happened recently in San Antonio. On February 6th, a tiger cub was spotted in the south side, which was really weird, and it was later discovered that the tiger had actually been there for a local owner to show his family, but it actually belonged on the north side. Again, no, it shouldn't be there. But in short, maybe let's not keep a tiger in our home, especially during a winter storm. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. We hope that brought a smile to your face. And if you want to talk to us, we are on Twitter at SlangTX. We are on Facebook, Texas Slang for Crazy. And we are on Instagram at SlangTX as well. Have a wonderful week.